We hear it all the time that God has a plan for us. Pastors preach about it all the time. You can hear it over and over, but it never really sinks in. Back in high school, after they started that programming class, everyone knew it was my video that got that class started. So my other classmates started coming to me with questions. I would answer it, help them with their programming projects, and I kind of felt like I was in the class even though I wasn't. This one girl, Lori Marks, hung out with me a lot, and we both loved computers. She had this idea of making the computer talk. It had a voice module on it, but no one knew how to make it talk. So, we decided we were going to make it talk. So for 4 weeks we tried to make it talk with no success. We needed a command to initialize the speech. PR number 6 rebooted the computer, so we decided that PR number something might boot up the speech module. PR number 0, no, that didn't do it. PR number 1 made the printer go nuts, so that wasn't it. PR number 2, no error, yet nothing, or so we thought. Lori started typing, and the module started saying everything she was typing. We got it. We had bugs to work out, but we got it talking. So we wrote a small program so the computer would say good morning to the teacher. I forget what all it said, but we thought it was just a small stupid program that would get a chuckle at best. So we ran our program for the teacher, who wasn't totally interested until he realized that we had the computer talking.
That's not the computer.
Yes, it is.
He then got interested, very interested. He started asking us tons of questions, wanted to see our program, and we both got really scared, and I mean really scared. He ran to another classroom and brought back software that we have never seen. He said,
"We have been paying a guy $2,000 a month to try and get the module to talk. Please look at this and tell me why this won't talk."
I think Lori and I had the same thoughts in our minds because we went into the actual program and said at the same time, PR number 2.
Say what?
It's the command needed to initialize the speech module.
Lori made the change and adjusted the rate so the module wouldn't overload, a bug that we had to work around. We ran the program and it worked fine. We just couldn't save it because the disk was protected. The teacher ran and got the other teachers because little did we know, they all badly wanted the computer to talk. Then they got angry because they were paying big bucks to get the computer talking, and here we were, two kids, who knew more by just simple trial and error. But, we knew our stuff. Both Lori and I fought depression, but mine grew to the point where I couldn't handle it. I wanted harder classes, I wanted in that computer class, and I just felt held back because of what everyone else thought I couldn't do. And unfortunately society has the wrong idea about state hospitals. I got sent to one because of my depression, but I was able to sign in voluntary. It was discovered right away that I had situational depression, which you treat by simply changing the situation. In just 5 days I was moved up to a level 5, which meant I could totally come and go from the hospital. That was cool. It was the very first time that I was in charge of my life. So I started taking GED classes, I went downtown all the time, and it was just awesome. It became clear to everyone that I was totally fine, I just needed to be allowed to find myself. I was forced to leave the state hospital in just 3 months. It was very sad for me because it was truly the best place I had ever been in my life. But I knew God had better plans for me, I hoped so anyway. But the choice was not mine, I wanted to stay in that perfect place forever. But the Holy Lord who put life in me knew my destiny. Sandy had just recorded a song called So Far. Some of the words are, "So far you taught me, so far you brought me, so far, everything I need, you are, and now, another turn to make, another choice to make, I can't believe we've come so far." With that song in my head, my mouth had to say, "Carry on, Lord." A hard thing to say when you don't know what is ahead. But I had to say, "Lord, carry on."